Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Reardon Roundtable tomorrow as we approach the weekend should be a lot of fun. My friend Tim Summer is going to talk music in the 5 o'clock hour. We always talk music and have a lot of fun. I do want his opinion of Bad Bunny at the Super Bowl. I don't get it, but maybe Tim will present a different side of this. We talk about, and obviously we're in the middle of this government shutdown right now. We've been talking about that all afternoon. I've been talking about the debt and deficit for many decades and how to, you know, approach it, how to fix it. Is it a crisis for the U.S.? Is it not a crisis? John Tamney has a very different perspective on all this. He's written a book about it called Deficit Delusion, Why Everything Left, Right, and Supply Side Tells You About the National Debt is Wrong. And he is the editor of Real Clear Markets, the vice president of FreedomWorks, John Tamney. Welcome back to 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me back.
Talk a little bit before we get into this, what you do at FreedomWorks and what FreedomWorks is all about.
Well, I am actually, I left FreedomWorks because it closed down.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
Now head of the Parkview Institute, which is I started it at FreedomWorks. I, in fact, officed out of FreedomWorks while doing it, and I'm just, my goal here is to slowly change the economics discussion, little bits and pieces here and there, toward a more optimistic, more informed one. I think people who say they can change the world are probably naive, but I think we can slowly change the discussion, and one of the ways I'm trying to do it is hoping to change how people see deficits and debt.
So let me just toss out my mantra that I sometimes, you know, lean on, and you tell me if there's anything to this. One of the issues that I've had with my fellow conservatives or Republicans, maybe not as many of the conservatives, just the people who have R's in front of their name, is nobody, and this is really everyone in Washington, no one has the guts and courage to talk about the entitlement. So you could talk about Doge, you could talk about all these things till you're blue in the face, but you have to address Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. And I think that there are realistic fixes for Social Security in particular. Now, your approach is a little different here because you're going to say, Mark, no, that, you know, we got to do more than that, I think, and get creative. But just on that front in particular, you can't get to this with discretionary funding or spending, rather. So you have to have the entitlements involved in the conversation. True or false?
False.
Wow.
Yes. I argue in the deficit delusion that the worst thing you could do if you want to restrain government would be to reform Social Security and Medicare. I know that's nuts, but that's my argument. It's the second to last chapter. Whatever you do, don't let them reform them, and here's why. They're bad programs. Yeah, what monumental mistakes, unnecessary, all that. But if you reform them, you suddenly free up trillions of dollars for the political class to start spending. And that is a dangerous path, because once you give them all that fresh powder, all these new programs will begin, and they'll grow and they'll grow and they'll grow. And so I look at Social Security and Medicare as precisely because these two big mistakes take up more and more of the budget. They're actually our way to restrain the growth of government, because those two things plus interest payments are the biggest line items in the budget. Well, let them swallow it. All the while, let's have a real discussion. We have a problem of too much revenue, and it's going to explode in the future, higher and higher. We've got to cut taxes now so low that revenue into the government declines. And if so, it's going to be harder for government to borrow. And so I'm making a very opposite argument. The problem was we have too much revenue, and that's why the debt grows.
Well, I think, and I don't discount that, because I think that there's a problem. Here's how I would put it. Look, I was a Reagan Republican. I voted for Reagan when I was, I think maybe 19 years old, the first presidential race I ever voted in. So I've been a fiscal conservative, not as much a social conservative, but I've been very concerned about the growth and the scope of government. And in many ways, the growth and the scope of government has never gone down, never goes down. It always goes up. Even now in this government shutdown, we're talking about cuts that aren't really cuts. As you know, John, they're just spending levels from previous years. So I kind of understand the angle from which you're coming from, but then how do you fix the debt and deficit issue, or should we not worry about that?
Well, so it's so interesting. So you're a Reagan guy. I'm a Reagan guy. Well, okay. So imagine if you had told your younger self in 1980, hey, watch, Reagan's going to get into office. He's going to cut taxes. Revenue is going to, into the Treasury is going to double during his presidency. And, oh, guess what? Reagan's going to shape, in many ways, economic policy for the next few decades, and revenue into Treasury is going to double, triple, quadruple. It's going to be up 14 times by 2025. What would you have said? Would you have guessed that the deficit would be lower, that national debt would be lower in 2025, or more?
More.
Well, I don't mean to speak. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but you're one of the few people who would have guessed that. Most of us said, oh, well, no, with all this revenue, see, we're going to be able to pay off the debt and bring it down to zero. But logic dictates the opposite. I mean, think about how much could you borrow on your credit card when you were 19 or 21 versus where you are today?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Significant. Yes. It's significant. I believe one of my first limits was 500, and that was back in the day when you could just do the carbon copy machine that kind of swiped over it. So they never checked. So I was over my limit anyway back then, John.
Well, see, but see, there you go.
Yeah.
See, a $500 limit. But see, now you can borrow a lot more. Well, of course you can. The credit card companies trust your future, they trust your present and future earnings more. Well, government's no different, precisely because government continues to take in more and more tax dollars from Americans that get richer and richer all the time. It's no surprise that deficits went up under Reagan and that they went up subsequently. It's not that Reagan wasn't for limited government, but politicians exist to spend. And so when the revenue is increasing for them, so is increasing their ability to borrow in the future because, oh, well, up, up, up revenue. Well, we can lend to them. And if the world lines up to lend to us, we have debt because we have too much revenue,
so,
not because we have too little.
Is the situation, I just thought about this, but is the situation with the skyrocketing costs of higher education, for example, because of the low interest loans, that's a bit of a microcosm of what you're talking about to a certain extent?
I don't think so. I honestly think, isn't education, you're in St. Louis, so look at the top private schools in St. Louis and compare the tuition in 1980 to 2025, because the federal government isn't lending toward that, yet tuition skyrocketed in all those fancy schools in St. Louis.
Right, right.
And that's true across the country. With education, look, I'm not defending government student loans. Again, I think government shouldn't be doing any of this stuff. But I honestly, if you want to ask me, you know, why is tuition much higher at Wash U than it was in 1980? Well, because it's not just Americans demanding seats in these fancy schools, but it's the whole world.
Yeah, no,
you
that's
know,
true.
No Chinese could afford Wash U in 1980. Well, China's an increasingly prosperous country. I think that's a good thing. Now they send their kids to the top U.S. schools across the country.
Yep, absolutely. John Tammy is here. His book is called Deficit Delusion, Why Everything Left, Right, and Supply Side Tells You About the National Debt is Wrong. Let me ask you this. Let's say you're right. I'm not discounting that you're wrong about this. How do we, kind of going back to my point about the unwillingness on politicians to have tough discussions about entitlements, how do we get to a point with this divisiveness in this country, John, where we can have a serious conversation about some of this? I happen to be friends with Paul Ryan, the former speaker, former vice presidential candidate. I've known him since he was a freshman in Congress, lived up in Milwaukee. But he's like persona non grata, you know, with much of my audience right now and many people on the Republican side because he is deemed a rhino. Well, there's a guy that talked about policy and serious policy, but that seemingly there's no room for that anymore.
No, you're right. And how do we solve this? Okay, start the laugh track. We have to reduce taxes so substantially that the flow of dollars from the richest Americans plummets. As in, we've got to probably reduce them to below 1%, to a small percentage of 1% on federal taxes, so that the revenue from the Elon Musks of the world declines so much that government revenue declines substantially, and the whole world says, oh, wait a second, they are serious about reducing the inflow of dollars to the U.S. Treasury, so we would be fools to lend to them anymore. And so you hear that, and again, start the laugh track. But let's have this conversation in 10 years, 20 years. I'll bet you two things, that the deficit is much higher because we're not going to do what I say we should do.
Of course.
And I'll add borrowing costs for the U.S. Treasury will be down. As in, I keep saying, one of the surest sign we have so much that borrowing costs for Treasury are going down is all the debt, as in the world trusts us so much to pay the money back. And so I'm merely making the point, if we have the discussion now and say we've got a serious problem of soaring revenues in the future, you could position yourself to actually stop the debt here and start paying it off. But if government revenue is going to continue to grow like this, as it's done since Reagan was in office, you're going to see debt go up, 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 and borrowing costs go down, 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 because the world's going to say, oh my gosh, the U.S. is dense with billionaires and trillionaires. This debt will be easy for them to pay off.
Yeah, look, I like, there's a lot to chew on here, and I like the different approach because I think we need more of that. John Tammy, again, the book is Deficit Delusion. Thanks so much for joining us here in St. Louis on 97.1 FM Talk. I appreciate it, John.
Thanks for having me.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.